No, we can do it.
Darren, that was a bit like the proverbial game of two halves.
Explain further.
Well, first half seemed to struggle a bit. They conceded that early goal with the defensive mistakes. Second half, you're all over them.
No,
ended up winning 4-1.
To be honest, first half, I thought it was the same way. Pav, I thought we were... Usually I know within 5 minutes what we're like. I thought first half, I thought full game, we were fantastic. We go a goal down, you see, it was an error. But I thought the game from start to finish, I thought our boys were on it. In possession, I thought some of our quality, you know, some of our play was fantastic. Out of possession, we're work ethic. You look at over the game, it was probably an 80-20 percentage in terms of possession. But what we did with the ball, we used it well. You know, we didn't force things. It can be the thing, and I'll be honest, I don't, especially against 10 players, I don't particularly like it, because what you almost psychologically be forced to do is the fact that they're down to 10 players, and you go long and you go long and you get into that sort of, you know, game aspect of things, and we didn't. We were patient with it. Some of our build-up play was fantastic, and you know, at the end of the day, they just went into a 4-4-1. You know, so it was tough for obviously their striker to move about in terms of the way we'd zipped it about. But you know, again, our boys were just fantastic today, Pat.
So you're very pleased with the performance overall?
100%. Because when I talk about the performance today, I talk about the last month as well, where I don't feel our performances were up to scratch. I thought Ramsbottom on Tuesday, you know, I thought was a good performance. It was 0-0. I thought Clitheroe, they wanted it more. And what we said to the players today, it was about rolling your sleeves up and wanting it more. You know, we talked for about 5 seconds about Clitheroe and the fact that they wanted it more. Today, you got to want it more. If you want to be successful in this league, you got to want it more in that position. And I think that showed.
I was going to say, do you feel that performance has cleared away a few cobwebs? I mean, you're always going to lose a game eventually, unless you've got Pep Guardiola and untold millions in the bank.
No, but you know what? Even the top managers in the world go three blips. You know, the top teams in the world go three blips. You know, at the end of the day, what I'm saying is the MK Dons game, we went through such a high, the build-up and everything, and then when that game was over, boom, it was almost a knockdown, because even though we won games, Pav, our performances weren't as they should be. Yeah. You know, what we sort of expect from the players, what they expect from themselves. Us at Albion, for example, Colin for about 20 minutes when we were 2-0 up. Us at Albion, when we won the game, I thought it wasn't us. I think it was just the whole hysteria around the FA Cup, and then it happens. If you look at the stats, it happens so many teams, and I think that's what happened to us. And you know, I'm hoping, standing here, that is the case, that when we play Trafford here next week, it's the same performance, because at the end of the day, we have the players to do that. I think through the day, the players will have got their performance back, because the players that we have, the talent, and that's what I'm big into, you know, getting into their heads, and the fact to believe in yourself, because you know, we believe in them, and we have them here as a reason, because you know, they fit our roles and responsibilities within that role. So if you're a technically gifted player, show us your technical side. Don't be afraid to do that, rather than shying away from not wanting it, because that's what confidence does.
Sutherland had to be substituted. Mm-hmm. Is that a recurrence of his old injury?
No, I think it was a strain of the soleus, which is effectively a lower calf.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's okay. It didn't. I don't think he tore it, he didn't tear it or anything, just a slight strain. So more a precaution, even though it's a slight strain, it's the type of thing you can't get your full speed or anything like that at. I'm hoping. Again, it's just about rest and see how it is, and see what it'd be like for Tuesday's training.
And Luke Porritt fairly early in the second half?
Yeah, Luke landed on his ankle. That wasn't so much a knock, I think it was just a way he landed. But again, he battles through. Do you know what? These players want to battle through things. They want to, you know, like a Chrissy. Chrissy's in there. He's absolutely devastated and gutted that he's having to come off injured, because he's just finding it. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, plays his part. Everybody plays a part, you know, within the club. And you know, our supporters today, wow, fantastic. And, you know, there was a decent crowd, 389, was it?
Something like that,
yeah. And it's great to see. So we're numbers, hopefully they can keep raising. And three performances like that, you know, that should inspire the younger generation to come as well.
And Big Kamsuk was out with a sore back.
Yes.
Is that the same thing that kept him out a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, it's like the top of the hip. He trained Thursday night, but sort of them last couple of minutes of training, it pulled up again. It just seems to be a recurrence of it, you know. But I'm sure it'll be fine. I think it's more something that's probably more common in bigger people like me at times if we get back injuries. No, but big's quite small. So hopefully it's nothing too serious.
And was it good to be back home after, is it 2 or 3 weeks since the last game here at Ewan Fields?
Yeah, it was. That's what I mean. That's the way the schedule works. And it is what it is. We, you know what, Pav, we get on with it. Usually in other leagues, it's, you know, you haven't got so many away games. But that's what it is. We get up and get on. We don't moan about anything. Yeah. We just want to go under the radar, go about our business, not moan about anything, get our wins along the way, what we need, and come 18th of April that we're up there.
But did you get an added boost from your own fans here, getting behind the team?
Always, yeah. Always, Pav. And do you know what? To be fair, you look at MK Dons and touch wood, we don't lose many games here. They're always behind us. You know, even when we're down, they're behind us, and it's great. You see them up in the shed end. You see all the guys behind us in the dugout and all throughout. You know, they're right there behind the team. And it's huge. It's a 12th man. I always say it, and I'll say it again. That 12th man makes a difference, because you can see we were a goal down, and they were still getting behind the team. And it plays a huge part.
Great.